Today's Shir Masechta Brachos Daf Mem Ches. We will begin on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yochanan, three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yochanan Katan Pareach, a child who is a Pareach, Mezamnon Lov, can join in the Birchas Hazimun. We know that a man is considered a Gadol when he becomes 13 years old, and also has Shtei Saris, which are long enough to be folded over in half. Teaches us Rabbi Yochanan that if a boy developed these two hairs prior to his 13th birthday, he could join in the Zimun, even though, as far as Halacha is concerned, he's still cotton. Tanya Mihochi, cotton Shevi Shtei Saris. We have a cotton that brought Shtei Saris, Mezamnon Alav, he could join and the Zimun. But if he didn't bring Shtei Saris, then the halacha is a Mezamnon Lov. He can't join in the Zimun. And then the Brisa makes an ambiguous statement. So ask the Gemara. Hogufakasha. We have a steer here. Amrit. The Brisa begins by saying Hevi Shtei Saris in. Strictly, if the cotton brought Shtei Saris, could he join in the Zimun? Loi Hevi Loi. But if he didn't bring the Shtei Saris, he cannot join in the Zimun. For Hada Tani, but then the very base teaches us Eim Adagdakin Bekotten, which seems to mean that even a cotton, Lasuyamai, isn't it coming to teach us? Lav Lasuya Cotton Pareach. That a child who has the Shtei Saris is already old enough to do Zimun. So, ask Toysfus, the very masculine cotton, on Baf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. I'm not exactly sure, ask Toysfus, what does this second halacha teach us that we really didn't learn from the first halacha? The first halacha in the Mishnah says that we could join in a Zimun on account of a cotton who has Shtei Saris. So what is the second halacha coming to teach us? So Tosfos explains that when the Braisa speaks about a cotton pareach, it's talking about a cotton whose Saris have just begun to grow. And they haven't grown to the length that we spoke about before, that they have to be so long that you could fold them over. So the first halacha in the Braisa teaches us that we could have a cotton who has two full length hairs join in Zimun. Then the Braisa comes to teach us that not only if his hair is so long that it could be folded over, that he could be included in the Zimun, but even if they've just begun to grow, he can also join in the Zimun. However, says the Gemara, "V'las hilchas kohen ha'shmatza." We've learned over the last two shiurim many interesting kulas regarding hilchas zimun, who could join. And says the Gemara, "V'las hilchas kohen ha'shmatza." The halacha does not follow all these halachas. El kihod amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman taught us cotton hayudei lamim avarchim. If the child is old enough to know to whom we make the bracha, that is the child of mezamnon lov. So Rashi doesn't identify what is meant when it says v'las helchas kolchal hanishmatza. So the Miri says it refers to all of the dinim that we've learned over the last two shiurim. The halacha that a cotton hamutl berisa, we learned you could join in a zimun, that a cotton Hamutl Barisa could be part of a minyan, that nine people in Eved could be a minyan, nine people that look like 10 could be a minyan, nine people in Oren could be a minyan, Shabbos and two people are Mitzdarev, two people are talking and learning could be Mitzdarev, and this last halach of Katan Pareach, and teaches us, according to the Meiri, the Gemara is teaching us that we don't follow any of these halachas. However, Tosfos, and so too the Rashba, in the name of Rav Hai Goyim, says that's not what the Gemara means to say, because we've just proven from a Gemara, from a Braisa, that a katan, a perech can join in a zimun. And therefore, we've all the halachas about a katan can maybe be lenient. Abai v'rava, says the Gemara, haviyaser kamei d'rava. They were sitting in front of Rabbah. Amalu Rabbah, and Rabbah asked them, l'mi mevarchim, to whom do we make a bracha? Amrele, so they responded, l'rachmana, to Hashem. So he asked them, Rachmana hecha Yosef, and where does Hashem reside? So Rava achvel shmei talalo, Rava pointed up to the ceiling, Abaya nofik levra, achve klap ishmayim. And Abaya went out and out of the house and pointed to the sky. Amalei Rava, so Rava said, Tavayu Rabbanan Havisu. Both of you will be Rabbanan, v'hayne d'amri inchi, and this is what people always say, butzen, butzen, mikat v'yideya. Even small pumpkins, when they're very small, you could tell what they will develop into. And of course, there are many pshatim trying to explain this Gemara. One pshat that I saw is that we know that the Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Omer Aleph, Rav and Abaye mit Beis Eli Kosi. Both Rav and Abaye came from the Beis Eli, which had a curse that everybody will die young. Says the Gemara there, Rav da Osk b'Tayra, Rav who learned Tayra, Chai Arbishnin, lived for 40 years. Abaye da Osk b'Tayra b'Gemilas Chassadim, Abaye who didn't just learn Tayra, but he also did Chesed, Chai Shitinshnin, lived 16 years. Rav is of the opinion that a person has to devote his life to Torah. Whereas Abaye was of the opinion that it's not just Torah. You also have to go out and do chesed. So that's what the Gemara shows. That Abaye and Rava, these tendencies, these opinions that they had, were there for when they were young children. So Rava stayed indoors, says the Lahiris Nosson. To represent the Rava's opinion was that you stay inside the Kaislei Beis HaMedrash. Abaye's opinion was that you go outside to do chesed. That's how Lahiris Nosson explains the Gemara. The Cheshev Sofer has a different pshat. He says that these are the two ways how to tell how this child will develop. One way is to tell what kind of a home he comes from. What kind of influence does his home have on his chinuch? And the other way of telling is how does this chinuch relate to the child when he goes out to the world? So we looked at Rava, how is he in the confines of his home? And we looked at Abaya, how does the chinuch affect him when he goes outdoors? The Divrei Yecheskel has a different pshat. Divrei Yecheskel says that as we know, Abaya was a yosim. Abaya didn't have parents. As the pasuk says, as many times we say, the name Abaya stands for Asher b'cha yerucham yosim. Rava, Baruch Hashem, grew up in a home where he had parents. So that's pshat of the Gemara. Rava showed that he had a roof over his head. Rava had parents that took care of him, and therefore he stayed within the confines of his house. Abaye said, I'm completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, since I'm completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why I go outside and show there's nothing protecting me. I only have one thing to rely on, and that is on Hashem. I saw a beautiful pshat that the Lev Simcha was once learning this Gemara together with his father, Dimri Emes, and they came to this Gemara and how to learn Pshat. So the Lev Simcha said, it's not like we just explained that there's some sort of fundamental difference of opinion between Abaye and Rava. There really is no fundamental difference between Abaye and Rava. But one, we're not even sure which one, probably Rava, first showed that Hashem is running the world. And how did he show it? By pointing up inside the house. Abaye did not want to mimic Rava. He was teaching us an important lesson. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, it's our responsibility to forge our own path in Avodas Hashem. So just to stay in the house and point up to the ceiling, as Rava did, that doesn't represent anything original. It doesn't represent his own derech in Avodas Hashem. To show that he had his own derech in Avodas Hashem, he walked outside and pointed up. I'm Rav Yehuda Breider of Shmuel Bashelus, Mishmei Derav. Tishish Achlu Dagan, if 9 people ate anything from the Chamesh Saminim, and where we know that they have to say Birchas Hamazon, and Echer Achal Mam Yarek, and one ate vegetable, they mitstarfin, they could join together to say Shem Hashem when we do benching. And that's indeed the halacha, that if somebody ate even a vegetable or drank something, not water, they could join in the zimin. Tosfos Divrei Maskil Tisha, and that's it seems is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, says that this is only halacha regarding zimun to be able to say Shem Hashem. But regarding zimun of Shloisha, Tosfos says there it's not necessarily the same, because we find that the Gemara earlier was machmer regarding Shloisha versus Asara, but he quotes the Yerushalmi that the same din applies for Shloisha, and he says that's the opinion of the Ri, but he quotes the Sharmi Kutzi that the halach is not like the Yerushalmi because it represents the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, and we pass like the Chachamim, and therefore he says that there's a difference between Tzir of Shloisha, where we can't rely on just vegetables, whereas Tzir of Asar we can. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeir, Bami Neim, Rav Yehuda. They ask from Yehuda, Shmaina Mahu, what's the halacha with 8 people who ate Dagon and 2 people didn't? Shiva Mahu, what's the halacha with 7? Family, and they said, Loishna, whatever's the halacha by 9, the same is by 10. And what's the basis of the question? Because as we learned earlier, when you have 9 people, it looks like you have 10. But when you have 8 or 7, it doesn't look like you have 10. And therefore, we could be maybe not treated the same. On the other hand, explains the Sefer Chodesh of the other side of the question, is since this group does not represent its own Zimun, maybe it should be different. Shisha, says the Gemara, let me boil it. It's not a question. Amle Rav Yirmiya, Shafta Avdat Eloi Boilach. It's good that you didn't ask. Hasam Tamamai, why by 7, 8, or 9 do we say the halacha? Shem De'ikaruba. And as the Mepharshim explained, you have the Rav of people who ate bread. So ask the Gemara, so shouldn't there be 6 the same? And therefore, even if you have 6 who ate together, the halacha should be whatever the halacha was, 7, 8, 9. V'yu sover, and he, on the other hand, why did he only ask by 7, 8, and 9, not by 6? Because he held the Rubim Inkabinen. You have to have a roiv that represents at least 2/3 of the group. And when you have 6 out of 10, you don't have 2/3. Says the Gemara, Yani Malki. And as the Gemara Masech the Kedushin, Daf Samach Vav Amin Alef teach us, Yanai was a Rashi. He was from the Beis Chashmenoi, and the Chachme Yisrael said he was an Eved, and therefore, since he was an Eved, he should not be allowed to be Melech, he could not be king, and he killed out all the Chachme Yisrael. Says the Mar Yani Malka Malchusa Kricher Ravdi Behadei Adodi. They ate a meal together. Umid the Katalul Rabbanon. And since he had killed out all the Rabbanan, as we just said, there was nobody there to say Birchas Hamazon. So as the Tzlach says, it's difficult to believe that Yanai did not know how to say Birchas Hamazon, or that he didn't have anybody from his attendants who knew how to say Birchas Hamazon. Rather, says the Tzlach, as we learned earlier on Daf Mem Vav, there's especially Yehi Rotzon that is recited by the guests sitting at the table, and they wanted an Odom Godel, like an Odom Godel, Tamid Chochem, to want to give them that bracha of Yehi Rotzon. Amalei Ledvisa. So Yane says to his wife, Man Yoav Lo Gavrin Dem Varchlan, halvai we could find somebody of great stature that could say Birchas Hamazon. Amalei, so she said to him, Ishtabilei, I need you to swear to me, that if I find such a person, you will not persecute him. He swore. Shimon b'Shatach was her brother, and as the Gemara Masech Tesoit explains, she hit him when he killed all the Chachmi Yisrael. And they sat him down between Yanai and his wife. Amalei Chazus Kami Yikara Vednalach. Look at all this honor we're giving you. Amalei, Lav Ad Kamakrasli, you're not showing me any honor. El Aisad Makrali, as we said, you wanted a Talmud Chacham. So it's not you, it's the Torah that gives me the covet. The Ksiv, and indeed that's what the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Salsala V'Teremecha, if you will grab on, to hold on to the Torah, it will lift you up. Techakbecha, it will bring you covet. Ki techakbeno. So Yanni says to his wife, Kachazaz to loy covet maris. You see right away that he doesn't want to accept any leadership from me over himself. He's right away acting this way. Yavle kosel of ruche. So they gave him a cup to say Birchas Hamazon. And I saw that from here we see that you don't have to have that the person is there from the beginning of the meal. As the Rashba explains, Yanai finished his meal. So how could Shimon ben Shatach join with him at this point if they already finished the meal? So the Pash Pshat, says the Tosfos HaRosh, that he had not yet finished the meal. Or we have to say that Shimon ben Shatach, as we're going to see in the Gemara, is of the opinion that even if the people who are eating the meal finish the meal, you could still have him join in the leading the Zimun. But it isn't the opinion of everybody else. On the other hand, there's a chiddush from the Azarua. He says like this, if two people eat a meal alone, so there's no chi of zimun altogether because there's only two people, and now a third person joins them, so that person, if he joins them after they finish the meal, too little, too late. However, if the amount of people that ate without this individual already could have made zimun, so he's not create, and he comes after they finished eating, since, says the Arzurua, he is not creating the Chi of Zimun, because the Chi of Zimun is there anyway, therefore the halacha is that he could join in the Zimun. Amma, so Yane says to them, Hech Avarach, how can I make a bracha? I didn't eat anything. Do you want me to say, Baruch Sh'och Yane Chaver Mishaloi? Shasi Lo Kasa. So that's why he drank up the cup of wine, that it should be considered that he can now join in the Zimun. After that, Yavla Kasa Chinu Baruch, then they brought another cup of wine that he should be able to make the bracha. Amar Avavu Bereid Rav Chibar Abba, Shimon B'Shatach Da'ovid, whatever Shimon B'Shatach did in this episode, Legar Mehu Da'ovid, is only following his own personal opinion. Somebody cannot lead the Birchas Hamazon. So even though, as we learned earlier in the Shir, even if you drink wine, you could join the Zimun if you didn't eat with them. But to lead the Zimun, you have to eat at least a Kazayis Dagen. So there's an obvious question that the Rishonim ask. Somebody who only eats a kezayis dogen is only chayiv in birchas hamazon midrabbanan, as we learned the Torah says very explicitly, v'chalta v'savata uverachta, that the chayiv birchas hamazon midrais is only if you're satiated. So now the question is, if somebody only ate a kezayis dogon, so his chayiv birchas hamazon is only the rabbanon. So how can he be mitzi somebody who has a chayiv birchas hamazon midrais? And as we learned earlier in the Masechta, that's why a katan whose chayiv birchas hamazon is midrabbanon cannot be mitzi his father in birchas hamazon who has a chayiv daraisa. Says Rashi, there's a difference between a katan and a gadol who didn't eat kedei sevia. A katan is not a bar chiyuva. He's by definition only a katan. Whereas a gadol who only ate a kezayis, that's a different type of chiyuv. So the way I think Rashi means to say, this is Rashi, the Rimaskel Ad, I think what Rashi means to say is that there are different types of the rabbonins. There are the rabbonins like a katan, whose entire chiyuv is based on a chiyuv chinuch, versus the chiyuv of a gadol, even though he only ate less a kezayis, his chiyuv is a pure derabbanan. That's a different type of derabbanan who could be moitzi deraisa. Tosfos, however, at shiyach kezayis dogen, has a different approach to this gemara. Tosfos' approach is that just like we see by birchas hamitzvos, the loch is one could be moitzi somebody else, even though I'm not mechuyiv in that bracha. I could be moitzi somebody else because of the concept of kol yisrael. The same too, a gadol can be moitzi somebody else because of the concept of kol yisrael areivim zeh lazeh. But it has to be that he ate something, because if he didn't eat anything, he has no connection to the birchas hamazon. So therefore, as soon as he ate something, even though his chiyuv is only the rabbanon, and the other person may have a chiyuv deraisa, the concept of kol yisrael areivim zeh lazeh kicks in. As we speak here about the chiyuv at shiyach kezayis dogen, at what point are you mechuyiv to bench? So there's a question. There was an individual who became a ger, and after he ate a meal, and then after he ate the meal, he went and became a ger. He had meal of a tefillah. After the Geiris, he now has a question. It's still within 72 minutes of when he ate the meal. And the question is, does he have a chiv to say birchas hamazon? Do we say that right now he's full? And since right now he's full, and right now he's a Jew who's full, he has to say birchas hamazon. Or do we say that the chiv birchas hamazon is connected to the eating, and when he ate, he wasn't a Yisrael? The Chazon Ish discusses this halacha. And he says, and there's another shaila. There's a very interesting shaila that Rabbi Akiva Eiger discusses. You had a boy who ate a meal, and it's the day before he becomes bar mitzvah. He finishes the meal, he had a good chinuch, and he says birchas hamazon. And then afterwards, at night, when it becomes night, he's still full from that meal. Now he's a bar mitzvah. Does he have to bench again? Do we say that the first benching was only, as we're learning now, a benching that's a drabonin benching, because he was still a cotton at that point, and now he has a chiv deraisa because he's still full when he's a gadol? Or do we go bosa this man of the eating? There's another question. What about an oinen, Rechman Slan? We know that an oinen is part of mikol ha-mitzvahs. So if an oinen eats a meal, he doesn't say bracha rishona, he doesn't say bracha achrayna. And now, after the nifter is buried, then he's mechuyiv b'mitzvahs. So what's the halacha if somebody ate a meal while he was an oinen, he didn't say brachas hamazon, and now, after the kfuri, he's still full, would he say brachas hamazon? So that is not a question. Why is that not a question? Because the oinen is not potter from a mitzvah. The oinen is not an akum. The oinen is not a cotton. The oinen is mechuy b'mitzvahs. Just the halacha tells us that his chiyuv of taking care of his nifter supersedes any chiyuv mitzvah. So it's not that he didn't eat when he's chayiv, so he certainly should bench. But the question of the bar mitzvah boy, the question of the ger, is still a very relevant question. Reb Kiva Eger doesn't know how to answer this question. Chazanish holds that Birchas HaMazon is connected to the Achila and not to the Svila, and therefore in the two questions, he says he would lean to say that they shouldn't bench again, they shouldn't bench after it becomes a ger, after it becomes bar mitzvah, but he's not saying it definitively, he leaves it with a tzarachiyin. So now we learned a very interesting halacha when we quoted Taisus. When we quoted Taisus, we said that by Birchas HaMitzvahs, we always say, Kol Yisrael Reim Zeh L'Zeh. By Birchas HaNenen, we don't say Kol Yisrael Reim Zeh L'Zeh. And then we spoke about Birchas HaMozen. Another question is, what is this halacha regarding Ashi Yotzer? Is Ashi Yotzer considered a Birchas HaMitzvahs, or is Ashi Yotzer considered a Birchas HaNenen? And therefore, there's a big question, could somebody who's not Mechuyiv to make Ashi Yotzer be Moitzi, somebody who's Mechuyiv to make Ashi Yotzer based on the concept of the Kol Yisrael Reim Zeh L'Zeh? The Sefer Cheshukei Chemed discusses this question, and it seems that he holds that Ashi Yotzer is in the category of a Birchas HaMitzvahs, and therefore, even if I'm not Mechuyiv in Ashi Yotzer, but there's somebody here who is Mechuyiv in Ashi Yotzer, and he can make his own Ashi Yotzer, I should make it on his behalf. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ola v'hei sivimon. If somebody joined a group of people who are eating, afilu loy tibul imam el betzar, tzir, he just put a vegetable into a dip, v'loyachamana el kagroigus achas, he only ate one dried fig, mitzarif. So, from here we see that even somebody who didn't eat dogon can join. Rabbi Yochanan said only somebody ate dovin. Answers the Gemara, a sturif and mitzarif. Rabbi Yochanan agrees that to join the group, you could join the group even if you didn't eat the dogon. But here we're talking about a different question. Lahoitzi rabbi yidei chavoson, to lead the zimun, their halach is you have to be a person that ate a kezayis dogon. Itmanami, so do we learn. Amar chana by Yehuda Mishmei de Rava, afilu leitibim mam el betzir. Somebody just dipped vegetable in a dip. V'loy machem mam legregus achas. He only ate the size of one fig mitzarif. However, lahoitzi as rabim dechavasan, in order to lead the zimun, ain a moitzat shiok kezayis dogon. Amar chana by Yehuda Mishmei de Rava. Hilchsa, the loch is Allah, Allah Shayerik. If somebody just, Allah Yerik, just a leaf of a vegetable, the Shasa Koshal Yayin, or he drank a cup of wine, Mitzarif, he could join the Zeman, Lahoitzi, to be Moitzi them, to lead it, and he might say Shayerik Kazayis Dagen. From here we see, says the Imre Noyam, that you don't even have to eat a Kazayis to join, because it says that he only ate an Allah Shayerik. Presumably, an Allah Shayerik doesn't contain a kezayis. And yet, the halacha is that as far as the halacha of joining, he could join even for that minimal amount. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Moshe Tikkun Yisrael Birchas Hazon. When did Moshe Rabbeinu institute for Klal Yisrael the Birchas Hazon? B'shah Shiyard Lehem Man. When the man came down. And here, we have a very interesting discussion amongst the Mefarshim. What bracha did they make on man? Because man came down in a shemayim. So, the Chazanish, in fact, says that just like we spoke earlier in our parak, that there's no bracha achrona on reyach when you smell something, because there's nothing left. The Pasuk says that the man got immediately absorbed into the body. And therefore, if the man got immediately absorbed into the body, it's like making the bracha, is like making a bracha after the food was digested, that the halacha is that after the food is digested, you could no longer make a bracha. So, in fact, and the Chayadim says, you can make a moitzi. How can you say a moitzi lechem in Eretz? So the Chsefer Chsidim says the Nusach HaBrocha was HaNoisein Lechem in HaShemayim. The Sefer Nefesh HaChaim says the Nusach HaBrocha was HaMoitzi Lechem in HaShemayim. The Shas HaTshuva is Torah L'shma, presumably because he has the same concern as the Chazon Ish, says they didn't make a Brocha. They just said the Loshon HaPasuk, Hini Mamta Lechem Lechem in HaShemayim. The Merkavis Mishnah says that we know that the Mechilta says in Parshas B'Shalach that what did the man taste like? It tasted like anything you wanted to taste like. So whatever you wanted the man to taste like, that was the bracha you made on it. The Bnei Yisoscha says that we know that normally when somebody eats food, he produces waste. But we know that when they ate the man, there was no waste produced. So he says, on a food that doesn't produce waste, there is no, you don't make a bracha. On the other hand, the Madani Moshe says that, and so too is the opinion of the Sifsei Tzaddik, that the man did have a connection to us. The Pasuk says, Hini manta lochem lechem in Hashemayim. We created a situation that there should be mon, so therefore it's considered a bracha, you should say, Amotzi lechem in Haaretz. There's a similar question on wheat that's grown hydroponically. So the wheat that's grown hydroponically, and you make bread from that wheat, can you say, Amotzi lechem in Haaretz? Because it doesn't come in Eretz, it comes not in the normal way that food is grown. But that will be a subject of another shiur. So again, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Moshe Tikkun Yisrael Birchas Hazon B'Shoa Shiyar Lamon Yeshua Tikkun Lehem Birchas Eretz B'Shoa Shenichnas L'Eretz when they entered at Yisrael. Dov V'Shleim Tikkun Bayin Yerushalayim. Dov V'Shleim said the third bracha. David Tikkun Yisrael Amecha V'Yishlaim Yirecha. He couldn't say about the Beis HaMikdash, because as we know, in the time of David HaMelech, there was no Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo, who built the Beis HaMikdash, said Abayis HaGodol V'HaKadosh. Of course, the Rashba asked the question. We know that the three brachas, the first three brachas of Brichas HaMazon, are Medaraisa. So if the Medaraisa, how could the Gemara say that it was Moshe, Yeshua, David, and Shlomo that said the Nusach? Says the Rashba, that of course the Nusach, that of course the Chiv is the Raisa, of course the concepts that need to be expressed in those brachas are Chiv and the Raisa, but the Nusach, there was no established Nusach until Moshe made the first bracha, Yeshua the second bracha, and David Shlomo made the third bracha. And the Ru'ah takes this a step further. Since, even though it was they that made the Nusach, it's still considered a Daraisa. The fourth bracha of benching is a Toiva Meitiv. When was that established? B'Yavna Teknua. It was established in Yavna. Kineged Arugi Beter. To commemorate the Arugi Beter. Dharmar Rav Masna. Oysu Yoyim Shnitna Arugi Beter L'Kfura. The day that the Arugi Beter, we'll explain in a second, were buried. Tiknu b'yavna toiva meitiv. That day they established in Yavna they should say a toiva meitiv. Hatoiv shlo esvichu, that they did not decompose while they were laying. And v'meitiv shenet l'kfura. As the Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph explains to us that the daughter of the king once traveled through the city of Beitar. And their minig was that when a boy was born and when a girl was born, they would immediately plant a tree. And then after, when the boy and the girl were getting married, they would cut the tree, and from that they would make the chuppah. The queen, this king's daughter, wanted to cut down a tree, and they refused. So she said, the Jews are rebelling on you. And at that point, they came and attacked the city of Beitar with terrible, terrible destruction. And as the Avodram explains, the Bezdin of Gamaliel paid, and they left all these bodies out, not buried. The Homer of Gamaliel davened, sat fast days, and used their incredible wealth to bribe the government to allow them to be brought to Kvuras Yisrael. In fact, the Ben Yoyada says that Yaakov Avinu already spoke about this. Because Yaakov Avinu said, Hatzileni no miyad ochi miyad Esav, ki yori oynoichi oysoi, pen yovai vikani eim albonim. Yaakov Avinu foresaw this terrible tragedy. And then he said, Vato amarto heitiv eitiv imoch, that this will be the result that will say the bracha of hatoiv vameitiv. Even though these people who were laying there, as we just said, did not decompose, but the Tzlach says that when we bury somebody, there's a covered both for the people who are alive and the people who are passed away. The fact that they didn't decompose was a covered for the living. And the fact that they were brought to Kfura was a covered for the people who passed away. So we say, Hatoiv v'ametiv, for both of them, for the Chayim and the Mesim, who had a toiva out of this episode. So the question the Miri asks, why do we say it by Birchas Hamazon? Shouldn't the bracha be part of Tefillah? So the Miri answers that the Gemara says that for the 7 years that these bodies weren't buried, they used the blood of these people for fertilizer, which looks, and more, and we're supposed to say Birkas Hamazon over wine that looks like blood, and that's why it was put into the Birkas Hamazon, not into the Tefillah. Tana Rabbanan, say the Birkas Hamazon kachi, Bracha Shoina, Birkas Hazon. Shnia is the Birkas Aretz, Shlish is the Bainu Shlaim, Revis, Hatoiva Meitiv. Ubi Shabbos, when we have to speak about Shabbos and the Birkas Hamazon, says the Gemara, Maschba Nechama, Umasayim Nechama. We start, like we do all week long, saying Rachem No. We end the bracha like we do all the time with Bnei Yerushalayim. This is Rashi's Pshat. And in the middle, we speak about Yerushalayim. So according to Rashi, we say the same Nusach on Shabbos as we say all week long. We just change it. We just add in the middle, Ritzei. Tosfos has a different pshat. And Tosfos says that on Shabbos, we say a different Nusach than we say all week. And on Shabbos, instead of saying Rachem, we say Nachem. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ratzalayim ben Chama. If you want to say it in the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim Amrei, Bebirchas Aretz, if you want to say it in one of the in the Berachas Aretz, you could say it. Bebirchas Shetok Necham B'Yavna Amrei, you could say it there as well. V'cham Amrim Ein Rishay L'Amrei Ela Necham Levad. You could only say it in Rachim. Ask the Gemara, Chacham Hainu Tanakama. Isn't that the same opinion as the Tanakama? Answers the Gemara, Ikke B'Nayu D'Yevad. What's the Nafgemina? If somebody said it in one of the other brachas. According to the Tanakhama, if you said it in one of the other brachas, you need not repeat the benching. According to the Chamim, you have to. And the Tosfos, that's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. And the Tosfos Rosh says That's the way we have to learn the Gemara. Because the Chachamim, as the Gemara implied, are coming to add more than the Tanna Kamma. So what are they adding? That the Tanna Kamma is Mekel B'dieved, and here he's Machmer. And the Chachamim are Machmer, that even B'dieved we can't be Mekel. Tanna Bar Menayel Berchus HaMozim in the Torah. How do we know that the Chiv Berchus HaMozim is the Chiv D'Raisa? Shnema, V'chalta V'savata V'rachta, Zu Berchus HaZimon. As we've been discussing, as Hashem l'kecha, so brichas hazon, al oretz, so brichas oretz, hatayva, so ben Yerushalayim, v'kenu aymeren. The pasuk says, ha'har hatayva zevel levonon, ashenasun loch, zu hatayva meitiv. Ainly continues the Gemara el achrof that there's a chiv to make a brach achroina lefonon minayim. How do we know that one has to make a brach rishoina? Amit kavachomer. So we say a kavachomer. Shusavi, when somebody's already full, Mevarich, he has to say a bracha. As Kisha Rav, when he's hungry, like Koshkin. As I saw from the Sfasemis, when does a person feel Hashem more? A person feels Hashem more when he's hungry, and he knows he needs to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, if when you're full, you make a bracha, certainly when you're hungry, you have to make a bracha. Of course, Tosfos says that this is not to be considered a full-fledged Kal V'chomer, because we know that Brichas HaMozon is a deraisa and Bracha Rishon is only Drabbanan. Rabbi Yom Enet Tzorach. We don't have to come out to Kal V'chomer. Rather, the pasuk says V'chalt V'savata V'rachta Zu Brichas HaZon. Al Brichas HaZimon, the Chiev of Brichas HaZimon, we learn from a pasuk at the beginning of the parak, Gad L'Hashem Iti Nafka. Al Oretz, Zubirchas Aretz. Hatayva Zuber Yerushalayim. Ken Oimer, as the Pasuk says, when he says the word Toiv, it's referring to Yerushalayim, because the Pasuk says, Ahor Hatayva Zevelvonim. Hatayva Meitiv, B'Yavna Teknua. It was instituted in Yavna. Ainli Elo La'achrof. I only know that you have to make a bracha achroino. Lefona Minayim, how do you know that you have to make a bracha reshoina? Tamaloimer, Ashenosin Loch. Mishenosin Loch, from when Hashem gives you the food, even though you didn't eat it, you still already have to make a bracha. Reb Yitzchak Oimer Enet Tzorach. We don't have to rely on these limudim to teach us the bracha rishona. Harei Oimer Varech Esle. The pasuk says, "Uverech Eslach Mecha Lesmei Mecha." Atikri Uverech Elo Uvorech. Amos Eikar Yilakem. When is it still in the status of being a bread? Kaidim Shiachla before you ate it, and still the Torah already says Uvorech that you make a bracha. How do we know that one has to make a bracha rishona? Harei Omer. The pasuk there discusses that Klal Yisrael asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a melech. And Hashem tells Shmuel, go find a melech. You will appoint a melech. And the person was, it was Shaul. And it was a time for Shaul to become the melech. Shaul's father's Kish lost his donkeys. And he sent his son to search for them. They were not successful. He's about to go home, and Shaul's attendant suggests to him that they go to the Navi Shmuel, who was in a nearby city, and maybe he could help them. When they came to the city, they found Naris, girls, who they asked about where was the Navi. The girls gave them a long answer, basically saying there's going to be a big feast, where they're going to bring Karban Shlomim, and nobody would eat from the Karban Shlomim until the Navi makes a brach on it. And that's what the pasuk says. Harei Oimer, they tell Shaul, Kebarachem Eir, Kein Tim Tzoy Soy, when you'll get to the city, you'll find him. Betara Yama Abbas Alechol, before they all go to eat, Klo Yochel Amad Boy, nobody's going to eat till he comes. Kihu Yivarach HaZavach, first he's going to say a bracha, and then Ke'achri Kein Yochel Akruim. And then afterwards, all the people who are invited will eat. The Kokach Lama asked the Gemara, why was it necessary for these women to make such a long speech? Says the Gemara, Alfisha Noshim Dabroni is saying, women sometimes have the habit of speaking a lot. Shmuel Amar, Kedei L'Staka B'Yofi Shashol. Shol was so beautiful, they wanted to get a few extra moments to look at his beauty. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, regarding Shaul, Meshichma Ma'alo Gvay Mekalam, he was head and shoulders above everyone else. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Why did they say this long speech? To teach us l'fisha ein malchus nagas b'chavrit afil kamali niman. One kingdom doesn't touch the other niman, even the size of a hair. It was not yet the time for Shaul to be the king. It was still the time for Shmuel to lead Klal Yisrael. And therefore, they took that time. So I saw a beautiful pshat that when we say Kaddish Rabbanon, we say B'chayechon, V'yamechon, V'chay D'chol Beis Rabbanon. We daven for the welfare of the Rabbanon. Why do we daven for the welfare of the Rabbanon? Says the Sefer Lechem Rav. Because we're davening for Mashiach. And there's going to be a new Malchus. And the Gemara says here, when a new Malchus comes, the old Malchus no longer exists. So we're davening that when Mashiach comes, it shouldn't be a situation that because there's a new Malchus, it should affect adversely the old Malchus. Vainly, asked the Gemara, that person has to make Birchas HaMozen, Birchas HaTorah Minayin. How do we know one has to make Birchas HaTorah? Amar Yishmael Kavachoymer. If Al Chai Shom Avarech, that if somebody makes a bracha on food, which is temporary, on Torah, which is Chai Olam Haba, Lekoshkein. Rav Chiyah ben Nachmeinu Talmidish Rav Yishmael Oymer Mishim Yishmael, Ein Tzorech. We don't need to learn the Kavachoymer. Rei Oymer, Al Oretz HaTorah Shinasan Loch. Regarding the Torah, so the Torah uses the words nosan by both of them. So just like by food you make a bracha, so too by Torah. Remeya Omer, Minayin, Shikshem, Shemavarech, Ala Toiva, that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what's good. Kach Mavarech L'ra, we have to also thank him even if something looks like not good happens to us. Tamaloyma, Ashen Nosan, L'cha Hashem Alakecha. Dayancha b'chol din shadincha. He's our judge no matter what happens. May me the tovim, may me the peronius. And the pasuk pshat is because the pasuk says Hashem, which is the lashon of rachmim, and elokecha was the lashon of din. And the gra says, what does the gemara mean? Just like a person, how much do you have to thank Hashem for the raw? The same amount that you would thank him for the tovim. And there's a beautiful story that the chassidim once came to ask the Mezritch Magid, how could somebody thank Hashem for the raw equally to how he thanks him for the taiva? So Mezritch Magid said, go ask the Rebbe Reb Zisha. So they went and asked Rebbe Reb Zisha, what's pshat in this Gemara? Shem shavarach ala taiv, kach mavarach ala raw. So Reb Zisha said, I can't answer you because I never had raw. Whatever Hashem does for me is taiva. They understood that's how we spoke. That's pshat in the Gemara. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us is toiva. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ben Seir Omer, ein tzorach. We don't have to learn the other ways how we learn Brichas Torah. Rather, Reu Omer, the pasuk says toiva al aretz haToiva, toiva zu toira. And whenever it says toiva, it means toira. As the pasuk says, v'kenu ayim kelecha toiv nasati lechem ha toiva zu ben Yerushalayim. So Toiv means Torah, and Hat Toiv means Yerushalayim. So just like we have to say a bracha in Yerushalayim in our benching, so too must we say a bracha on Torah.